read it together. Ready? Ready? Okay, everybody look at me. We'll read it together. One voice. Ready? Begin.
They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saves others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
Finish. All right, Luke chapter 23. Begin. One of the criminals who hung there heard insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.
But the other criminal rebuked him.
Don't you fear God? He said, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I'll tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise." Hallelujah!
Amen.
Today you will be with me in the paradise.
Amen.
Everybody say, today.
Today.
You will be with me.
You will be with me.
I will be with Jesus.
I will be with Jesus.
In paradise.
In paradise.
That paradise is in your spirit.
Amen.
In your spirit, Christ is there.
Amen.
Christ and you are one in your spirit.
Amen.
So paradise has already occurred. The kingdom of God has already come.
Amen.
Do you believe?
Amen.
You don't understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't think many understand this fact that God came into me. God came into my spirit. Christian life is all about God visiting me. Visiting me, God coming into my spirit, coming into me, and I'm becoming one with Jesus Christ. That's what Christian life is all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, today we're going to talk about salvation of the robber. We know very clearly when Jesus Christ was crucified, there were three crosses, one on the left, one on the right, and Jesus was on the middle. And one on the right, one on the left, that had some communication going on. Before they breathed the last breath, they were communicating each other, okay? With Jesus Christ, especially with the right robber, and the left, talking to each other. So we're going to talk about the robber, okay? And especially robber on the right, how he got saved. We want to talk about it. Okay, let's talk about the robber. Now, in those days, the robber who was crucified on the cross is quite bad criminal. Has a bad reputation, okay? Bad character, no doubt. If you are being killed on the cross, being crucified because you are a robber, you're a thief, you have bad character, no doubt. And robber disobeyed the law, no doubt, right? And probably didn't want to work, right? Lazy and greedy, want to take the possession of other people. Even more, robber probably wanted to kill some people, you know, to take the possession away from that person, even willing to kill person. So robber has a bad reputation, no doubt. And how can this robber can be saved? Right before he died, how can he be saved? With man's perspective, we cannot understand. How can this brutal criminal can be saved? But God's perspective is quite different from how we view it. God views it. God can save no matter who they are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No matter what they have done, no matter what their background is, God can save. And that's a miracle. That's a miracle. That's amazing of God's salvation. God can save anybody and any person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because the world says, how can robber, such a criminal, cruel person like this robber can be saved? That's what the world say. But God says, I came for all and everybody can be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you have anybody in your life, in your family or relative or neighbors that you know that person is quite bad? Huh? From God's perspective, that particular person that you think is impossible to be saved, God says, he can be saved.
Amen.
She can be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's salvation is above and beyond your comprehension, your understanding. Okay, next. Luke chapter 23, verse 4. Read it. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. You see? Nobody deserves to be saved. Right? The fact is, nobody deserves to be saved. But through the eyes of God, all can be saved. Through the eyes of man, nobody deserves to be saved. But through the eyes of God, all can be saved.
Amen.
This is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to the person next to you. God says you can be saved.
God says you can be saved.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. God says your family can be saved. Tom.
God says your family can be saved.
Alright. The reason for the robber's repentance. Now, this robber on the right, he got saved on that particular day, on that moment. Why? What is the reason for the robber's repentance? Perhaps what Jesus Christ prayed while he was hung on the cross. Jesus prayed this prayer in Luke chapter 23, verse 4. Let's read it together. Begin.
Jesus said, Father,
forgive them,
for they do not know what they are doing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, think about this. Robber, in his entire life, he did bad things. He robbed possessions of other people. He steal, he cheated. And in this entire of his life, he never thought about, he could be forgive. This word forgive, when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, remember, those Roman soldiers, they are brutally crucifying Jesus Christ, the nails on the hand and the feet, and the spear on the side, and the crown. And people were spitting at him. People were mocking Jesus. People were insulting Jesus. And toward those enemies, Jesus Christ prayed this prayer. Jesus says, Oh Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So when Jesus Christ was bloody, and when he was virtually crucified by the soldiers, he was saying this prayer of forgiveness to the Father. When the thief heard this prayer, you can imagine what's going on in his mind. Wow, he's hung on the cross like me, and such a high pain and agony, and yet he's praying to his Father to forgive them. So I believe this word, forgive, is like a magic. When Jesus says, forgive them, that really touched this robber's heart. And I believe his mind was open at that moment by the Holy Spirit's power. Hallelujah. So the thief began to think, thought to himself, can I be forgiven? All these years I did wrong to God and wrong to the people, can I be forgiven? And surely, Holy Spirit gave the insight and opened his eyes. And that's why he was able to confess the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, do you have anything that you think you cannot be forgiven? That's wrong. The Bible says, all sins can be forgiven. Past, present, future. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he took all of your sins.
Amen.
Past, present, future.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Everybody say past, present, future. Ready?
Past, present, future.
One more time.
Past, present, future.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are serving God. God is so good, God. All the time when we say, God is good all the time. God is, why is God so good? Because he forgives our past, not only past, present and the future.
Amen.
Even all the sins that we are going to commit in the future, we are being forgiven 100%.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That doesn't mean we need to keep sinning. No. We love Jesus Christ. We don't want to sin against him. We want to love him with our hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in case you sin, remember, God can forgive your sins. Okay. The robber rebuked another robber. On the thief, on the right, and there's a left. On the right thief got saved. Then on the left, he was not saved. And this on the left thief, he was mocking Jesus together with the crowd. Right? Jesus, if you are the Son of God, why don't you save us? Why don't you save yourself and save us? So the thief on the left, he was mocking Jesus. Thief on the right, he said this. Luke chapter 23, verse 40. We read it at the beginning.
But the other criminal rebuked him.
Don't you feel God? He said, since you are under the same sentence. Now they're about to be killed now, right? They're about to die. In a few minutes, they're going to die. When they die, they have to face God, who is eternal, and they have to stand before the eternal punishment. And the thief on the right, he realized, when we die, we're going to face the judgment. And here's this Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, and we have a chance because they were still alive. When they die, it's too late to accept Jesus Christ, isn't it? When they have now a few minutes, you know, Jesus is about to be killed, right? When Jesus breathed the last breath, that's when the Roman soldiers came with this hammer and then break the knee, the bone. Because when they hung on the cross, they want to leave, right? Because of the feast. So they want to just wrap up all this scene quickly. So there was thunder, it was darkened, so they wanted to break the knees, so that as soon as they break the knee, what happened? The body, the weight of the body pulls down. See, knee was supporting the weight of the body, weight of the chest. But then when knees were broken, the weight of the body would be pulled down, and you would die instantaneously because you cannot breathe. So they were breaking the knees, right? Remember those two thieves, the knees were broken. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ's knees was not broken.
Amen.
His bone was not broken because it was prophesied in the book of Psalms that his bone will not be broken because bone symbolizes life. And Jesus' life cannot be broken.
Amen.
Jesus' life cannot be destroyed.
Amen.
Because Jesus says, I am the life and the resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not coincidence that Jesus' knee was not broken. It was prophesied. And the word of God is the truth, and it shall be fulfilled. So you have to understand this now. The scene is, you have to understand that the thief, they only have a few minutes. They only have a few minutes. They're still alive. But after a few minutes, the knees will be broken, right? By the hammer. And when they die, they have no more chance to accept Jesus Christ. So here's a thief on the right. He rebuked the other thief. Don't you fear God? You're about to die. When you die, there's an eternal punishment. There's an eternal lake of fire. There's a hell waiting for you. Don't you fear God? Oh, this gives an urgency for us to share the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't know when they're going to die. Right? The people around us. I'm so glad that your mom accepted Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad her mom accepted Jesus Christ. She shared the gospel. See, look, we don't know when our family members or our relatives or our friends, we don't know when they're going to die. So before it's too late, while they have a chance to accept Jesus Christ, we need to share the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now let's think about the next point. Okay, we have to remember that there's a depth of seed within us, okay? All of us, the moment we are born into this world, what year you're born? You're born into this world.
78.
Yeah. What's the birthday?
14th
February. February 14th. 1978, February 14th, you're born into this world, right? You know what? You're born into this world on that day, but guess what? Death started on that day. That's how we should view. You see? The moment you are born into this world, death started. You see? Nobody here will going to live forever. Everybody, including myself, we will die one time. And we will stand before the judgment of God. Isn't that true? All of us, we are dying. Do you understand? In our spirit, we are living and we are being renewed every day. Praise the Lord. But our body, our flesh is dying every day. And one day, it will die. It will disappear. You see, that is why we need to awaken our family members, our friends, and let them to think about the death. You know, people don't think about death until they attend funeral service. They don't think about death, and then when they go to funeral service, they're very quiet, silent. And they begin to think about death. Oh, I'm going to die one time, I'm going to die. It is true that we have a seed of death in us. And one day, it will go and it will happen. But praise the Lord, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you have life of Jesus Christ, Bible says, you will live forever. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because this physical death is not real death. You already have eternal life in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay? The robber confessed that he is a sinner. Now this is the gospel. The thief on the right, he got saved because of two things. Number one, he confessed that he's a sinner. You know, time to time you meet people like this. I'm not a sinner. Why? I never killed anybody. I never steal anything. I never commit adultery. Therefore, I'm not a sinner. I'm a quite nice person. Because, you know, in fact, I help my needy brother. The brother who is poor here, I help him with my money, with other things. In fact, I go to church or I go to some place and I pray. I'm a quite nice person. Have you met those people? Sure that you did? A lot? What do you think? You met those people? Some people have hard time coming to church for two reasons. There are two sides. One, they have too much sin. They have too much sin, they think that they cannot be forgiven. That's why they hesitate to come to church. Other side, they're not a sinner. They're quite a nice person. So they don't see the need to come to church. We come to church because we, first of all, there's a time in our life that we acknowledge that we are a sinner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're all sinners. Amen?
Amen.
But in Christ, now we are righteous.
Amen.
So this robbery on the right, he confessed that he's a sinner. Because this is what he said. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. What is sin? Perhaps, let me define what is sin. What is sin? Okay, I'll define for you. Okay, what is sin? Sin is going away from God. That's a sin. Sin is not believing in God. That's the greatest sin. If you are united with God, if you are one with God, God will take care of your family. God will take care of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the moment you go away from God, all problems come after you. You see, all the problems of this world happens because that particular person is away from God. If you come near God, God will take care of you. And the problem does not become problems to you anymore. In fact, problems in your life becomes a blessing in your life.
Amen.
Because it will draw you closer to God. Mm. Problem will be a tool for you to come nearer to God. Mm. To train you become better and stronger soldier of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Do you see? Okay, talk to the person next to you. Ask, do you understand what Pastor Paul is talking about? I'm not too sure. Go and ask. And hear what they say. Answer this question. What is the definition of sin? Come on, go ahead. What is the definition? Let's find out whether they are listening or not. What is the definition of sin? It's okay to sleep in the house of God. There's a great peace in the house of God. Great peace. Okay. What is the definition of sin?
Being
separated from God. If you go away from God, that's a sin. If you come closer to God, you will be much more happier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. The robber confessed not only he's a sinner, robber confessed that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how robbery got saved. You can be saved today if you confess, first of all, if you're not a believer, if you confess that you're a sinner before God. Second, you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord. I'm telling you, you will have eternal life.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Now think about this, brothers and sisters. Think about this. A robbery who committed sin all throughout his life. He messed up all entire life. And few minutes before he died, he confessed, I'm a sinner. And then another confession. Jesus, please remember me. Okay? Jesus, remember me. Those three words he prayed, he got saved. How awesome. How incredible. I believe this salvation that occurred to this robbery on the thief is an incredible story. One of the most incredible story in the Bible. How can it be saved within those few minutes? But it's true. When he confessed Jesus Christ as his Lord, he received the salvation at that moment. Hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 23, verse 41. Begin.
We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve.
Okay, continue.
But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
You see, he confessed. Jesus has done nothing wrong. So he confessed to the world. At that time, when Jesus Christ was crucified, according to the history, the remark, about 1 million people gathered at that scene, the Golgotha. 1 million. How many is 1 million? It's a large group, isn't it? Mm. Now before that large group, this thief is saying, this man, he's on the right side, this man has done nothing wrong. Now everybody is accusing Jesus Christ as a sinner. Everybody is accusing Jesus Christ and condemning Jesus. But he, on the thief on the right, he says, this man has done nothing wrong. He's going against the world. How bold and courageous behavior. In front of the millions of people, can you do that? Can you shout the millions of people who are crucifying Jesus Christ? Can you be able to stand there and say, this Jesus has done nothing wrong? He is the Son of God. I pray that you'll be bold like this, this robbery man. Hallelujah. Now, the moment he says, Jesus, remember me, he had the faith. Okay, next verse. Because Romans 5:8, let's read together, begin.
But God
demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ
died for us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen, what is the gospel? Christ
died for us.
Christ died for me. Okay, you point yourself in. Christ died for me.
Christ died for me.
Come on, one time. Christ died for me.
Christ died for me.
And Christ died for you.
Christ died for you.
Listen, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that should be my place. It should have been my place. I should have been crucified on the cross because of my sins. But Jesus Christ took away all of our sins, and he died in the place of us on the cross. He died instead of me. This is the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you believe? What gospel do you believe? We believe the gospel that Jesus Christ died for me.
Amen.
And therefore I do not need to die. I don't have to be crucified on the cross for my sins because Jesus Christ died for me. And if I believe that truth, then I receive the salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy? Are you happy that Jesus Christ died for you?
Amen.
Are you grateful?
Amen.
Are you thankful that Jesus Christ died for you?
Amen.
Otherwise, you and me probably have to go through the painful death on the cross. The most painful, crucial. Oh, how wonderful our Lord Jesus Christ is. He loves you this much.
Amen.
He loves you. He loved you. He still loves you.
Amen.
This much. Amen. To die on the cross for us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Look at Romans 10:13. Read together. Begin.
Everyone
who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. One more time.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Hallelujah. So thief on the right, he says, Jesus! Remember! He says, Jesus! Remember me. The moment he says, Jesus! He already received the salvation. He has eternal life. Do you believe Jesus?
Amen.
Let me ask this question. Do you believe Jesus?
Amen.
Are you calling on the name of the Lord?
Amen.
Are you?
Yes.
Bible says if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Not only eternal life, but you will be saved from the relationship, conflict of the relationship. You shall be saved from the poverty. You shall be saved from disease. You shall be saved from the chaos and disorder. Whatever that is in your family. That save is not just talking about your eternal life. It talks about every areas of your life. Indeed,
Amen.
God will deliver you from that problems, from that conflict, from that fear, from the attack of the enemies. God will deliver you. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You may not understand with your eyes, with your perspective on that moment. You may not understand. Why? Because we are limited. We are finite. But God is unlimited. God is infinite God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even though I don't understand, there requires your faith. Bible says righteous shall live by what?
Faith.
So you got to bring your faith. You don't understand the situation? By faith? By faith you declare. You call on the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus. When you say Lord Jesus, you are acknowledging that Jesus Christ is controlling. Jesus Christ is the master over that particular situation. So when you're in a difficult situation, you say, Lord Jesus. When you say, Lord Jesus, believe the Lord will make it, will turn it around that circumstance for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to believe. And some of you, Pastor, I said, Lord Jesus, but it's not happening. I want to tell you, it is on the progress. It's happening now. You don't see it, everything, but God is working. It's happening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So don't give up. Keep calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 18 talks about the widow who have received the attack from the enemy. And she came to the judge and kept talking to the judge. Judge, please help me. Pay back to the end my enemy. What the enemy has done to me, it hurts me. So, judge, it's not fair. So please come and judge this enemy. Now, that's a parable. Judge is God. Widow is us. Widow means person who is separated from Christ. If you are separated from Christ, you're a widow. So, and the enemy is talking about the Satan. So we need to go to our Father God every day.
Amen.
And we need to talk to our Father. Talk to our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, you pay back what the enemy has done to me. You pay back, Jesus. And God will surely pay back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you have to understand this relationship. Brothers and sisters, you have to understand this relationship. God and Satan, they're in enemy relationship. God and Satan. Now, the moment you choose to believe in Jesus Christ, you become the children of God, and the enemy, the Satan, will consider you as his enemy. And from that time on, Satan will try to destroy you, will try to attack you. Do you understand that? So that's why the Bible says we need to stand strong, we need to fight back with our enemies. Mm. Book of James says, stand strong and resist the devil, and the devil will flee you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't resist the devil will play with you. The one way to get rid of the devil in your life is to resist the devil. You need to command in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Romans Romans 10:14. Read it together. Begin.
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
Amen. Amen. It says, how can they call unless they believe? And how can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear unless somebody go and preach to them? So this thief on the right, brother says, this thief on the right, he heard the gospel. Just a few minutes ago, he heard the gospel. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. God can only forgive our sins. Jesus Christ can only forgive our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one else, nothing else can forgive our sins. Only Jesus Christ has right and He has authority to forgive our sins. Mm. And He did on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's yours and He's mine. Forgiveness is yours and mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are hearing the gospel today that Jesus Christ died for me. And if you believe that and you say, Jesus, remember me. You will be saved. You will have eternal life. And having eternal life is the most glorious thing on this earth.
Amen.
Because that eternal life is the truth, and it will last forever. Everything else, it's a shadow. It will soon disappear. What are you going to do? Are you going to hold on to the eternal or what is temporal? Are you going to hold on to the reality or the shadow? I pray. With this, like this robber, you hold on to the what is eternal, what is reality. And His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my point today. If the robbery can be saved within those few minutes in his last minutes of his life, before he breathed the last breath, if robbery, criminal, can be saved, who cannot be saved? Tell me, who cannot be saved? And their life is at risk. Their life is at stake. Because we don't know when they're going to die. This gives us urgency to call on the name of the Lord and to receive the salvation. And not only that, we need to share the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel is simple. Jesus Christ died for me. And I believe it. And I become His child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the response of Jesus Christ? Let's read together. Response. Next. Do we have that? Okay, next. Come. The answer of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Begin. Jesus answered him.
I'll tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in the paradise.
Hallelujah. You will be with me in paradise. I'll tell you now. Look at me, please. If you say, I'm a sinner, and if you confess Jesus as your Lord, you will be in paradise, in heaven. That will happen, that will occur in your spirit now, not later. You will not go to heaven when you die. You will enter heaven now in your spirit.
Amen.
You will have peace not after you die. You will have peace now in your spirit.
Amen.
You will not have joy after you die. You will have joy now in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not have love after you die. No, you will have love in your spirit now.
Amen.
This is the gospel. Bible says, today! Today! Now! You shall enjoy who is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You shall enjoy how powerful He is, and how loving He is, and how merciful He is. Oh Lord Jesus Christ. The last point, three crosses. Between the salvation and the death, It doesn't matter whether you are poor or rich. It doesn't matter if you are educated or uneducated. Only when you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, you will have salvation. Hallelujah. While you are still alive, believe Jesus Christ.
Amen.
While you are still alive. If you are saved and your family members are still not saved, don't delay it. Don't delay it before it's too late. Today, tonight, when you go to your home, you call your daddy, you call your father, your mother, you call your friends. Share the gospel that was described today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thief on the right cross, he got saved just because he confessed that he's a sinner and he confessed that Jesus is Lord. He was in the paradise with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no one who cannot be saved when the robbery received the salvation on the cross. Do you believe?
Yes.
Do you believe the gospel?
Amen.
Let's all stand together. Can we sing this song, I Believe?